Hello, my name is Naya. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, actually, I was given your number by the Jefferson County Department of Health. My daughter was vaccinated over at the Birmingham Shuttlesworth Airport, and she's 12 years old, and now they're saying they won't give her the second vaccine, even though we were very upfront about her age, and their staff is the one that told us to bring 12 and up there. So I'm really concerned about having a partially vaccinated child that now is not going to be able to get her other vaccine.
And are you able to contact the people who gave her the first one?
Yes, they sent me a follow-up email telling me to bring her in for her second dose on Tuesday, and when we showed up, they wouldn't give it to her. And they were fully aware of her age. I mean, they wrote it on the vaccine card. I told them that she was 12. And when I made the appointment, I put in her birth date as 12. So, I mean, it's not like I tried to pass her off as 16. I mean, she's 12. She can't pass for 16. Now they're saying they can't give her other dose.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have information regarding what to do for that. But you can file a report with the CDC. If you would like, because I don't have information on that, if locations don't want to give you a vaccine, that's weird.
Yeah, it's weird that they gave me your number. I've already talked to somebody at Jefferson County Health Department, and they said that they do not regulate that particular site, and that if I wanted to file a complaint, to call this number.
Yeah, I have a number for you to file a complaint. This is just the hotline. We just give out, like, information for you to find out information, basically.
Okay.
But the CDC, their number to file a report is 800-232-4636.
And is this Alabama, or is it, like, is it a local CDC, or is it a nationwide number? I don't guess it really matters. I was just curious.
It's probably a nationwide since it's 800.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope I've been able to help. If you need any more information, you may visit our following websites, adpdh.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day, ma'am.